Welcome back to Melanin and Menopause, the show where we talk about everything you need to know about perimenopause, menopause, and beyond. I'm your host, Aretha Richardson, and in today's episode, we're diving deep into the differences between perimenopause and menopause. It's a topic that can be often confusing, so I'm breaking it down for you so that you can feel empowered with knowledge. Just a quick disclaimer, please note that I am not a physician, and the information shared on this podcast is not a substitute for medical advice. Always consult with your healthcare provider or a specialist if you have concerns about your health or menopause journey. Perimenopause and menopause are words often used interchangeably, but they're actually two very distinct phases in a woman's life. So, in this episode, we're going to explore the key differences between them, how to recognize where you are in your journey, and why it matters. Let's lean in. Perimenopause, by definition, is the stage leading up to menopause. It typically starts in a woman's 40s, but can begin as early as the mid-30s. It can last anywhere from 4 to 10 years, although the average length is about 4 years. During perimenopause, your body is going through hormonal fluctuations, particularly a decrease in estrogen and progesterone. This can lead to irregular cycles, hot flashes, night sweats, and mood swings. Cycles may become shorter or longer, and the flow may vary. Hot flashes are very common due to hormonal shifts. There are sleep issues. Difficulty falling or staying asleep is very common during perimenopause. Mood swings. You might feel more irritable or anxious as your hormones fluctuate and decreased libido. Changes in estrogen can affect sexual desires. Perimenopause is the transitional phase leading up to menopause, and it can affect women differently depending on factors like race, culture, and individual health. For Black women, there are several unique considerations during this time. One is the early onset of symptoms. Black women may experience the onset of perimenopause earlier than women of other racial or ethnic groups. Research suggests that Black women can start experiencing perimenopausal symptoms in their early 40s, while the average age for the onset of perimenopause for all women is typically around 45 to 47 years old. Another unique consideration is severity of symptoms. Some studies suggest that Black women may experience more intense perimenopausal symptoms, such as hot flashes, night sweats, and mood swings, compared to women from other racial backgrounds. However, the exact reasons for this remain unclear and could involve a combination of genetics, lifestyle, and environmental factors. Another one is health disparities. Black women are more likely to experience chronic health conditions, such as hypertension, diabetes, and obesity, which can worsen menopause symptoms. For instance, high blood pressure can worsen hot flashes, and managing these conditions becomes even more important during the transition into menopause. Another thing to consider is social and cultural factors. The way Black women experience perimenopause may be influenced by social support, cultural perceptions, and community attitudes toward aging. In some cultures, menopause is seen as a natural part of life, but the stigma around aging and the ideal female body can cause emotional stress. Support networks and cultural understanding play key roles in how women navigate this transition. Access to healthcare is another one. Disparities in healthcare access and quality of care can affect how Black women experience perimenopause. Studies have shown that Black women may not receive the same level of care as their white counterparts when it comes to managing symptoms or seeking treatment for perimenopause concerns. Perception of menopause. There is a notable difference in how Black women view menopause compared to women from other racial or ethnic groups. Some studies indicate that Black women tend to have more positive or neutral views about perimenopause, viewing it as a natural phase of life rather than a medical condition, though this can widely vary. Hormone replacement therapy, a big one. also known as HRT, Black women are less likely to use hormone replacement therapy compared to white women, partly due to concerns about the side effects, potential risk, and a general mistrust of the medical system based on historical experiences of discrimination. However, healthcare providers are increasingly addressing these concerns by providing information and ensuring personalized care. We will talk about HRT in later episodes and my personal experience with HRT. Perimenopause can be a time of emotional and psychological change, and for Black women, additional stressors such as systemic racism and socioeconomic challenges can compound the mental health impact of this phase. Managing mental health during this time is so critical, yet may not always be prioritized or addressed in medical care. These facts highlight that while perimenopause is a universal experience, it's important to consider the specific cultural, social, and health factors that can influence how Black women navigate this transition. We're going to take a short break and get into understanding menopause. Okay, understanding menopause. The definition of menopause is the point when you've gone a full 12 months without having a menstrual period. This marks the end of the reproductive phase of your life. The average age for menopause is around 51, but can occur earlier or later. By the time menopause is reached, the ovaries have significantly reduced their production of estrogen and progesterone. As a result, you no longer ovulate or have periods. So some of the symptoms of menopause are kind of the same symptoms as perimenopause, but to include no periods for a full year, indicating you're officially in menopause. You still have your hot flashes and your night sweats, but we're going to add on vaginal dryness. Decreased estrogen levels can lead to dryness, which can cause discomfort during sex. We have an increased risk of osteoporosis as estrogen drops. Bone density can decrease, and then you have weight gain. Changes in metabolism during menopause may contribute to weight gain, especially around the abdomen. And then you have postmenopause. Once you've gone through menopause, you enter the postmenopausal phase, where many of the symptoms like hot flashes may subside, but other long-term health considerations like bone health and heart disease become more important. So what are some key differences between perimenopause and menopause? One, hormonal changes. During perimenopause, estrogen levels fluctuate widely, leading to unpredictable symptoms. In menopause, estrogen levels drop sharply and stay low. Menstrual cycle. The key difference in the menstrual cycle, in perimenopause, periods become irregular, but you're still menstruating. In menopause, periods completely stop for at least 12 months. Duration. Perimenopause can last for several years, while menopause is a singular event in a woman's life, marking the official end of menstruation. Symptom timeline. Perimenopause symptoms can start early and they gradually intensify, whereas menopause brings about more consistent symptoms once periods stop. And lastly, health focus. During perimenopause, the focus is often on managing fluctuating symptoms like mood swings and irregular periods. After menopause, the focus shifts to longer-term health risks like osteoporosis, heart disease, and cognitive health. So why does it matter to know the difference? One, empowerment. Knowing the difference between perimenopause and menopause helps you understand what's going on in your body. You can better prepare for the changes, whether it's managing symptoms or focusing on your health needs. Another reason is self-care and support. The more you know about where you are in the process, the more effectively you can address your specific symptoms. Whether it's seeing a healthcare provider, adjusting your lifestyle, or seeking support from others, understanding these phases is empowering. And lastly, avoiding misdiagnosis. Some women may misinterpret perimenopause symptoms for something else, such as thyroid issues or mental health conditions. A clear understanding of what's normal for your age can help avoid unnecessary confusion or misdiagnosis. So what can you do now? Track your cycle. Start tracking your menstrual cycle and any other symptoms you're experiencing, like hot flashes or mood changes. This can help you better understand where you are in the perimenopause or menopause journey. Talk to your healthcare provider, so important. If you're experiencing troubling symptoms, it's a good idea to talk to a healthcare provider who can offer advice on managing symptoms, including options like hormone replacement therapy, HRT, supplements, or lifestyle changes. It's also important to note here that if you're not getting what you need from your healthcare provider, seek additional knowledge. Self-care tips. Make sure you're taking care of your mental and physical health. Exercise regularly, eat a balanced diet, and prioritize sleep. So important. These habits can help you manage perimenopause and menopause symptoms more effectively. To wrap up, remember that perimenopause and menopause are both natural phases of life, but they come with different sets of symptoms and challenges. Understanding where you are in the process allows you to make informed decisions about managing your health. Before we wrap up, I wanted to share some information regarding the XL Summit that's coming up in March in Newport News, Virginia.
The Exhale Summit is back, March 7th through the 9th in Newport News, Virginia. We will kick off this weekend with our Hey Girl Hey reception, followed by Saturday, where you will have a chance to engage in 6 breakout sessions to help you reclaim you. Then, after a little break, we will enter into our sister circles and our Exhale retreat. Whether you want to dance, relax, just continue to connect with your sisters, there will be something for you. And then Sunday, we'll end the weekend with a group fitness, workout, and an inspirational word. More than 200 incredible women will be present. So join us and get your tickets now. See you there.
Awesome. Dr. Christie and her team are amazing. She is really big on mental health and advocating for the community. I attended the Exhale Summit last year and had an amazing time and learned so much. So if you would like to attend, you can register at www.exhalesummit.org. Again, that's www.exhalesummit.org. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. If you found this helpful, please be sure to subscribe, rate, and share. Join me next time as we continue to explore this fascinating journey through perimenopause, menopause, and beyond. Until then, embrace your glow, inside and out.